Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Material Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to STEM Spots, and I'm talking to you via Zoom today. I'm going to chat a little bit about stress in the college professor slash researcher for those of you who are not cognizant of the things that go on at a university necessarily. Of course, everybody's got stress in their jobs. Jobs in general, everybody knows they're under pressure. There's a variety of different kinds of pressures. People complain all the time about going to work and the stress that they might be under. The kinds of things that happen in a university are fairly peculiar sometimes. And so when you first start to encounter the major part of stress, it's pre-tenure. That's if you're lucky enough to have a tenure track position. That is, you're coming into a university and you're going to be a professor who is tenured someday, hopefully. And so there's a pre-tenure portion of that time. That pre-tenure portion lasts something like 5.5 or 6 years or something like that. And before that time, you can be let go, even without cause, essentially, at any time on a yearly performance basis. Now, you say, what's difficult about that? Well, the problem is you're judged primarily for a couple of things. In the sciences, and especially physics, you're judged for whether you publish papers in refereed journals and disseminate the work you're doing by setting up a lab or setting up some sort of a research project. And you're also looked at as to whether you get grant funding from external agencies. Now you say, well, that doesn't sound too difficult. But if you look at most of these people, they come in from something like graduate school PhD and then a postdoctoral position. And now they're thrown in and they are actually the boss. They are actually the person that has to dictate. Up until now, they may have had some experience with that, but much of the time they've been working under the supervision of a faculty member or as part of a team that has some sort of real clear goals. And now they're put into a lab, actually an empty space in a university, and asked to set up their own research program and jumpstart this, publish papers, and get research grants. Let me tell you, as a person who went through that, it's an incredibly stressful period of your life. You don't know exactly how to get your feet under you. And so starting out at the very beginning is the most difficult part. How do you create your own research program? How do you get your own lab set up? How do you find students to work for you? How do you go about getting grant funding? Now, there's mentorships available, and people, of course, try to help out. But ultimately, you have to demonstrate that you can do this on your own. So the first 5 or so years of being a faculty member in a tenure track position can be incredibly stressful. This is true also in the humanities and arts and other places where people are looking at you to see whether you can perform to expectations. So those first 5 or 6 years, you will spend a tremendous amount of time working, 50, 60 hours in the lab or work of any kind in your office. And so now after tenure, if you're lucky enough to get tenure and if everything works out, there's this whole list. Do you just sit back on your haunches? Do you rest on your laurels, or do you keep plugging away? And that, of course, becomes this new thing. You, by that time, have developed other responsibilities potentially, and you have to keep going at it. And that requires a very specific kind of mindset. So there's a tendency to let down, which of course can lead to more stress. And so the period that you develop after tenure, you're constantly being looked at. People are constantly trying to see whether you can continue to perform at the same level you have before. Now, on top of that, if you're in a faculty position at most universities, you have to teach. So what about the most important part at Missouri State? Certainly, actually, the teaching part. Well, you're thrown into a class. You've taught some before, but you don't have pedagogical training, for example, in physics. And so now you have to teach yourself how to teach. Maybe you've done some teaching, but not a lot. And so you start to learn what does and does not work. In many cases, you have good success, and in other cases, you feel like you've crashed upon the rocks. Now, on top of that, there's a lot of additional information that you need to learn that you're not taught at all. Students come to you, they're struggling, but they're not struggling because of their academic prowess. They're struggling because of depression, or they're struggling by feeling overwhelmed. And so much of the time you spend as a faculty member counseling students, helping students, guiding students in ways that are not related to the conveying of information about physics or about science or about humanities, but instead about life and about how to get through the weeks ahead and the months ahead for a particular student. So that's part and parcel to being a faculty member. And so if you talk to people all day long, many of whom are very stressed out and very upset about a variety of issues, sometimes there's a tendency to load that onto your own psyche. And so you start to think about that too. So there's a lot of things that go on to being a professor at the university, even though from the outside, it seems like the cushiest job in the world. And I should say that it is a great job. But professors and researchers are also under the same kinds of stress that affect everybody else in life. That's Dave Cornelison this week for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.